This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, joining me now is Lerdon Swanepoel. He is a mentor, he's a businessman, and most importantly, to me, he is a motivational speaker. He joins us on the line to chat to us more about this topic and to encourage you, to motivate you, and to shift your mindset, to remind you that you are indeed more qualified to succeed than you think. Lerdon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Cliff. What is the weather there like?
The weather is cake. It's cold. The Volker is a bit donker. But it's not raining, you know. That's all that matters. As long as it's not raining, then it's alles right. And I hope things are good on that side as well, eh?
Because I've got a special interest in the weather this week. I'm there in Paul.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward. But, Cliff, our theme tonight, this afternoon, is you're more qualified to succeed than you think. And I'm speaking to those who feel trapped in desperation. And we always talk about the so-so people, the stressed out, survivor-oriented people, and the other group, the islands of excellence. And the so-so people, they've got this mentality of feeling unqualified. They not only feel unqualified, they feel locked up, stuck, they feel unskilled, they feel untrained, they feel unteachable, they've got this broke mentality, and they feel insecure. Whereas the islands of excellence, they constantly do what the Lord asks from us, is to renew our minds and our mindsets. And by doing that, you become more skilled, you're becoming more trained, you enter the teachable zone, and there are lots and lots of discipline coming into your life. And you start preparing for the days of tomorrow. Why preparing? Because we know that in pain lies preparation. So if you go through a very painful stage and season in your life, what you must know is that God is preparing you for bigger things. If you experience failures, you must know that you are in preparation phase. Do you have the guts to fail and still fall forward? Why? Because preparation, if we see in our pain and our failures, preparation will lead you to a more focused life, to live more efficient, to live with more confidence, and your skill levels will go to another level. And why preparation is so important is because we have a people, a generation, that know how to post, but not how to plow and work hard. Change your goal setting and activate your actions. Why? Change your goals by repairing your focus on today and tomorrow, because we are focused on yesterday. Then we become discouraged, and we are stepping and we are stopping ourselves from growth. Life is worthwhile if you're trying. So try and try again and again. Why? Because consistency is the mother of growth. If you learn, if you interact with people continuously, then self-reflection will happen in your life. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, it says, "The Lord himself goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." So if you feel trapped in desperation, know this. Tomorrow will be either a blessing or a battle, but we can handle it. Our confidence are not in our circumstances. We will be steady under pressure. we will overcome. You will overcome because our purpose and your purpose is at stake. We don't back off. We don't stop short. We don't sell out. Why? Because we know with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and this promise that the Lord himself goes before you, you will know that you can handle it. My focus is fixed, and when fear is knocking on your door, you will meet it at the door. Why? Because you believe the following thing. I believe, and I say this with conviction, if I say this, I believe that I'm stronger than yesterday. I believe I'm better than yesterday. I believe that I'm more focused than yesterday. I believe that I'm more ready than yesterday. I believe that I'm more settled. No hiding before excuses. I believe that I and we all are resilient. And I believe that you and myself are more courageous today. Let us step out and believe the following truth. You are more qualified to succeed than not to succeed. Amen.
Amen, Lawrence. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lawrence on the ball on that one, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you've enjoyed that. You are more qualified to succeed than you think. Switching gears this afternoon, 19 minutes after 5 o'clock, and it's time for worship. And I don't know, I thought I would play you a song that resonated with me the weekend. This weekend, yesterday specifically, I was at an event and I had the privilege and the honor of emceeing a worship event last night. And it was sensational. And so I think more and more now, we are seeing more events of worship. No more performances, no more antiques, you know. South Africa is really starting to see the move of the Holy Spirit. And maybe you don't see it, but I can tell you, someone that's in the industry, as I'm in the gospel industry, I know the behind the scenes. I promise you, there are young people who are rising up. There's a generation of young people like myself, like those coming after me, those that have even gone before me, who are setting the tone, who's paving the way for pure, true, honest worshippers. And the reality is, we are all supposed to be worshippers. We are all supposed to have a worship lifestyle at home. Because that's where it starts. This is why sometimes it's difficult for you to tap into worship at church, when you go to church and the worship is taking place. Sometimes it's difficult for you to tap in because you don't have a worship lifestyle at home. So it becomes a really difficult practice.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.